This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump in the White House dismissed an article alleging that he made disparaging remarks about the nation's war dead. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has details.
President Trump continues to slam the Atlantic magazine's report, alleging he mocked the U.S. war dead.
It's a hoax.
The article quotes anonymous sources, many of whom were confirmed independently by the Associated Press. In a White House briefing, Trump tried to blame former chief of staff and retired Marine General John Kelly.
I don't know that it was him. I haven't seen that. I mean, I see anonymous, but it could have been a guy like a John Kelly.
Retired Green Beret Joe Kent's wife, Navy Senior Chief Petty Officer Shannon Kent, was killed in a suicide bombing in Syria in 2019. He says he met with Trump when her body arrived at Dover Air Force Base.
I didn't get any kind of disrespect. I didn't get any vibe of disrespect.
Kent says he doesn't believe any of those quoted and wouldn't, even if they came forward. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Satellite imagery of a North Korean shipyard on Friday showed activity suggesting preparations for a test of a medium-range submarine-launched missile. The Center for Strategic and International Studies said the images of North Korea's Simpo shipyard showed several vessels within a secure boat basin, one of which resembled vessels previously used to tow a submersible test stand barge out to sea. It said that the activity was suggestive of preparations to test a submarine-launched ballistic missile from the sea. A previous launch in October of 2019 was seen by analysts as the most provocative by North Korea since it entered a dialogue with the United States over its nuclear weapons and missile programs in 2018. This is VOA News. Defense ministers of India and China have met in the Russian capital to try to resolve rising tensions along their disputed border in the eastern Ladakh region, where a June clash killed 20 Indian soldiers. India's defense minister tweeted about his meeting Friday night with the Chinese counterpart that lasted about 2 hours. He did not give any details about the outcome of the first direct high-level contact between the two countries in the months-long standoff. The ministers met on the sidelines of a meeting of the defense chiefs of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. India earlier this week said that soldiers had thwarted provocative movements by Chinese troops, while Beijing accused Indian troops of creating provocations along the disputed border. U.S. President Donald Trump is urging Americans to practice social distancing over this Labor Day holiday weekend to try to reduce the spread of COVID-19, which could intensify later this year. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The president says to continue the progress in tamping down new virus cases.
Social distancing, wearing a mask whenever the distancing is not possible.
Adding,
let's just try and get through this one weekend.
But when asked about the University of Washington's health metrics model, forecasting some 3,000 deaths a day by December, President Trump stuck to his standard defense about banning flights from China and Europe.
If we didn't do what I said, we would be at 2 million deaths right now.
And he called on some Democratic governors to lift their virus restrictions.
It's very unfair to the people to have those shutdowns continuing.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And there are more than 873,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, with more than 26.5 million confirmed infections. The U.S., Brazil, and India hold the top spots for both deaths and infections, while Mexico falls just behind India in the number of deaths. Russia is a distant fourth behind India in the number of infections. U.S. President Donald Trump said the United States must look very seriously into the suspected poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. At a news conference late Friday, the president said he had not seen any proof yet that Navalny was poisoned, but would look into it. Mr. Trump did not take as strong a stance as the State Department, which earlier Friday expressed grave concern about the finding that Navalny was poisoned. Navalny is the most popular and prominent opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin, and the German announcement this week that he was poisoned by a nerve agent has raised the possibility of further Western sanctions against Moscow. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello. This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. I've got a great show for you today. There's current reggae dancehall, Afrobeats and Afropop, neo-traditional Golfa music from South Ethiopia, techno songoy from Northern Mali, and more. Song of the Week takes us to Lagos with Fall's brand new single, and Kwame Ofori joins me to present that. And also, you're going to meet two artists today. First, at the front half of the hour, we go to Kaduna State, Nigeria, where reporter, music presenter Yasmin Kaikai introduces us to a local singer-songwriter. His name is S.O.B. Now, he performs live in the studio and shares some of his samples from his latest album called Tales of an African Man. Then, at the back half of the hour, Bill Odidi brings us Gilad. This diplomat turned pop musician joined Bill earlier in the week to talk about his new single, Swahili Girl, that features Israeli pop star Eliad. This single is historic. It's the first ever Kenyan-Israeli collaboration. So that's it. But before we get started, I have to make a correction. In my August 9th broadcast, I misidentified the Zimbabwean musician Othniel Moyo as the founder of Tsoro Arts Center in Harare. That is not true. Othniel Moyo, also known as Mangoma, is the artistic director at Music According to Percussion, also known as MAP, MAP. And he's also a musician, dancer, and actor at Takalani, Zimbabwe. I know this. I've been to Othniel's home in Mbare, Harare. Somehow I just crossed the wires there, but my sincere apologies for that error. Okay, so now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. From Northern Mali, here is Leila Gobi with this stunning techno songoy sound. Leila sings, in songoy, of course, brothers, sisters, husbands, and wives. Pay attention and look out for one another.
Oh,
is Leila Gobi from Mali. That comes off her 2017 sophomore album called 2017. Hey guys, I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. Now from northern Mali to southern Ethiopia, this is Aske Dendasho with his new single, Loshke. It's a love song expressed in a fresh, new, yet deeply traditional style of Gofa cultural music. Yes, all right, that was Aske Dendasho with Loshke from Ethiopia. Hey, everybody, next up we have got Boggy Wednesday from Ghana, followed by the first of our two feature artist interviews today, Kaduna-based singer-songwriter S.O.B.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Ghanaian singer Boggy Wednesday premiered the visuals to his new single, Fire Oh Fire, on Wednesday, August 26th. The song, which is produced by Kopo Nadi, is a pre-release of Boggy's up-and-coming EP called Greater Than. Now, let me just tell you about the video for a second. You see lots of blue sky over gleaming ocean waters, clean, sun-kissed sand, beautiful swaying palm trees. I'm guessing it was shot in his hometown, Cape Coast. Hey, everybody in Cape Coast! And then also, in the video, there's a whole lot of sweet, tender,
tete-a-tete with Boggy and a young woman who he sings loves him so much. Fire, oh fire. She's going to love him, she says, till the day she dies. And he is so happy about it. Boggy Wednesday with his brand new single and cool visuals, Fire Oh Fire. But wait, we are going to Kaduna, Nigeria with Yasmin K to meet S.O.B.
Hi Heather, it's Yasmin here. I'm here with a newsworthy artist from Kaduna State. He goes by the name S.O.B. and he's a singer, songwriter, rapper, and instrumentalist. So I'm going to have a conversation with him, and he'll tell us a bit about his talent and share his music with us too. So enjoy. How many years have you been making music?
Wow. Over 15 years, you know.
Wow. So what kind of genre do you do?
I call it alternative fusion. You know, you just create something for yourself.
So we could see here some R&B, some soul.
Yeah, R&B, soul.
Some hip-hop.
Country.
Oh, some country.
Yeah.
So are you going to play us something on the guitar?
Okay. No be everything we shine be good. No be who sing bars go blue. No be who care life, you know. We start a life on a different basis. We wanna build the different spaces, but life you know get duplicated. Cause every bird you get in time, and every bird you get in life. No take your time, they check my own. No use your mouth, they're on my own. No. Everybody get in time, and everybody get in life, and everybody getting known. So take your time, build your life, build your dream, you go fly. Now just buy time, oh, just buy time, oh. So just take the time, build the dream, live the life. Take the time, you go fly, oh, oh. like S-O-B-O. Oh, oh,
all right, you fly like S-O-B. So, S-O-B, let's give them a taste of some of your release music of the album.
Okay.
So, what song do you want to introduce first?
Sunshine.
Okay, yep. What is Sunshine about?
And Sunshine is just a song that helps us brighten our day. You know, having hope and aspiration that no matter what we're going through, as long as you see the sun on the sky
out there,
you know, things will be fine.
So positivity only. This is Sunshine by S.O.B. off his new album. What's the album called?
Tales of an African Man.
Tales of an African Man. Let's listen to it.
My son, I want you to know that we are praying for you. And I know one thing for sure, that God...
Thank you, Papa.
Farabale, My mama tell me to pray. She say, make her no worry again. Because all the trouble go pass away, and the hustle go pay, and the levels go change, and the people go come celebrate. Because the story.
Let's give them a taste of another song other than Sunshine.
Yeah, another song, like you said, we're gonna play Other Side.
What's Other Side about then?
Everybody believe when you are in a bad mood is like the other side of them.
Yes.
When things are not right is the other side.
It's like waking up on the
wrong side of the bed. But in this case, the other side is the positive side of me.
Okay.
So I try to I want to break that mentality that the other side could also be a very good side.
So yeah. Other Side by S.O.B. still of the same album, Tales of an African Man.
Yeah.
Let's enjoy it.
Sounding silly, but the truth is what I'm saying. I wake up from the other side today. I know we sounding crazy, but the truth is what I'm saying. I wake up from the other side today. The other side, or now my smile inside. The smile inside, or now the happy side. The happy side, oh, we go sing and dance all day.
So, Heather, that was S.O.B. You heard him talk about his talent. You heard a few of his songs. And you heard him play live on an acoustic guitar. So I hope you enjoy that. This is Yasmin K. And this is Music Time in Africa for VOA.
The happy side, oh, we go sing and dance all day.
All right. Thanks, Yasmin. Hello, everybody. I hope you're all enjoying the program so far. Here's some music news from Cameroon. Rapper and radio and television presenter Stanley Enow was appointed UNICEF National Ambassador earlier this month. Yeah, it was in recognition of his commitment to social causes, including child rights. So now Stanley joins his voice with that of UNICEF to, as the mission states, reinvent a better world for children. Now, I've played Stanley's music before, so if you're regular listeners, you know him already. And you certainly do if you're from Cameroon. But if you don't know Stanley Enow, he is a multi-award-winning artist and the first Cameroonian to win the Best New Act category at MTV Africa Music Awards. That was back in 2014. And Stanley just keeps on making great music. Well, and now he uses it as a tool for social and economic and cultural development. Bravo, Stanley. Bravo. Here's one of his newest releases, My Way Remix. The remix is Add-In Platinums of Tanzania and Ariel Sheeny of Côte d'Ivoire.
Me, I find my way. My brother, find your way too. Life now told my job. Your man put one more salty. Me, I find my way. My sister, find your way too. Life now told my job. Just follow me,
tu me wanda wanda. Nous ensemble chape on fait que fala fala. Quand tu stores, quoi tu fais que hala hala. You de hala hala, then you de hala hala. Mola tu me wanda wanda. Nous ensemble chape on fait que fala fala. Quand tu stores, quoi tu fais que hala hala. You de hala hala, then you de hala hala. Tous les jours on blow, on ne dort pas. Le jet est privé, moi je veux ça. L'amour là, l'amour là. C'est Dieu qui donne. Tous les jours on blow, on ne dort pas. Le jet est privé, moi je veux ça. L'amour là, l'amour là. C'est Dieu qui donne.
Me out of my way. My brother find your way too. Love not time but time. On tap back to be a two. Me out of my way. My sister find your way too. Love not time but time. On tap back to be a two. Now follow me. I'm a fan, so you bend it forever, forever. Oh, buddy, get on, darling. No, no, you're bigger than me. Oh, it's a shallow, come on, it's a quiz. Quiz. Oh, yeah, I. Money, follow me. Follow, follow. I. But I can follow me. Follow, follow. To let you on below on the doctor. You get a prevail, mon jovesa. La mola, la mola. Said you get on. Je ambula on est d'affa. L'ujet te prévé, moi je vais ça. Ta moula, la moula. C'est Dieu qui tourne.
Me have it by my way. My brother find your way too. Life not time but time. Demain pourquoi va sortir. Me have it by my way. My sister find your way too. Life not time but time. Demain pourquoi va sortir. So just follow me to our way. Yeah, 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 yeah. So just follow me, oh, ah, rap, vaya bonem. Mola, qu'est-ce qui te rend comme ça là? Depuis tu parles, tu te décides pas. C'est l'homme qui a personne, oh, y'a rien. Depuis quand nous s'y va au début, c'est gay, pas de malheur. On n'a pas peur du soleil, molo, molo. On va remplir le sac pour toute la mi-fa. Chacun son baraille.
Right, that was new UNICEF National Ambassador Stanley E. Now with My Way Remix featuring Platinums and Ariel Sheeny. So we have two more tunes before getting to the Song of the Week with Kwame, which is, well, you're going to have to wait and see. But right now, we've got Wonderful and Sweet Sensation.
Person tell me say too lazy. Oluwa bona of leleni.
Waza de azula ta de bayo okun lesi.
No go talk say me a too lazy.
Any fear I go mo lati pada si le mi.
Cause my mami wanwa ni le mi.
know the form. Move for me, boy, I shake your bum bum. Bend your waist, make a feel a ring tan. Boy, me, I like you when you do that, I get on. Dirty, dirty, go, let's go. Oh, di dan dan, oh, my bami joe. Take it easy, no go break my bone. Hey, I go rock your body when you enter my zone.
Everyone, we are coming off Sweet Sensation by Arezi and featuring Sheba, and before that was Wonderful by Burna. Now it's time to get with Kwame for another.
And this is the song of the week.
Hello, Kwame.
Hey, Heather. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Doing great. Just staying safe.
Yes, as always. And growing that beard. All right.
I know well, didn't I?
Ah, I see that.
Yeah.
Song of the week you picked out, and I just love it. It is by Nigerian rapper, songwriter, and actor Fowls.
Oh, yes.
And the title is One Trouser.
Oh, yes. I just love Fowls, and I just have to sing this song. So let's jump right in and enjoy some, you know, some groove.
Yay.
You made a vex, you can't shout.
What the hell?
For marijuana and about. Start you made a follow, Okada shout.
You're mad, though.
For marijuana and about. Hey, Jimmy, Pamoto, biggie, biggie, motto. Jimmy, Olowo, he just win the lotto. So he put a brand new range on the titty. But on that same day, something happened for Lagos. Osuru lere but they talk us. Biki biki itan bus. When nobody go fist up.
Now this song, if you listen closely and can understand Nigerian pidgin, which for me takes a little bit of effort, but the more I listen to it, the more I understand it and love it, is a story of a sort of typical Lagosian traffic jam and all of the different
things that that triggers with different people, sellers in the market, people selling in the street, barbers, you know, and that's just what it's all about. All the different thoughts and words that are spoken right at that moment when, no, somebody hit me.
You say you no go stand down. You go tell me who they mad now. Today we go do the smackdown. JP, we go cuckoo and that one trouser. She, you say you no go stand down.
And you also notice, just to piggyback from what you were just saying, that it's just beautiful chaos. Eko Lagos is something else. And if you've watched the video, guys, if you've not watched the video, go check it out. One Charles out on YouTube. Charles has this jacket with so many inscriptions in there. And the jacket is very beautiful, but it's very chaotic. So he was just representing it. And I love how Fowles always makes sure that he presents a character in his rap, in his acting, and himself as an artist. And it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
Always beautiful when he brings that forth.
Oh, you're right. I like that connection between the jacket and the chaos of Lagos. That's perfect.
Now this person will drive this Jeep. Now when this down for, they come on my street. We just take speed, enter that Jeep. Yeah, don't buy market. Instead to relax, make it try quiet. He wants to the show that he have madness. He don't know madness, he pass madness. Something happened for Lagos. Osuru lere but they talk boss. Biggie biggie he don't boss. When nobody go fist up. Something happened for Lagos. Osuru lere but they talk boss. Biggie biggie he don't boss. When nobody go fist up. One man reverse, he come out the shirt. He fight the tough, who go come to set? They just the bad, how did they cause their self? Your mouth is man,
I sense you. I really love Fowles. This song is so beautiful. You can listen to it over and over, and you know there's no drugs involved, there's no sex, there's no fancy cars. It's just simple, everyday life that is, you know, life is so fascinating.
Yeah, funny you say there's no fancy car. There's just one fancy car, but even that fancy car, which is Bob Daddy's fancy car, was being pushed, you know, by Fowles, who was Bob Daddy in that song. So the chaos and the madness.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, that was Song of the Week. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Stanty here for you now and always.
And we will see you next time.
Oh, yes, we will.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right. So, guys, since we mentioned Bop Daddy, Kwame and I, it's another one of Fowles' characters. I want us to continue Song of the Week just a little further with one more song by Fowles, Bop Daddy. Now, this single dropped about 4 months ago, and it features rapper Miss Banks. It's in the video to this song that you see Bop Daddy in his hot pink ride with lots of bling and beautiful women in it that he's pushing in the one trouser video Kwame and I just talked about.
Yeah. Daddy. Shit. What? Yeah, come on to tap it. Share you the fear. The little magic. Daddy go spend. Yeah, the swag on a rare. What's cool up here? My low attempted job. Say, what's my name? Bop Daddy. Big tunes, got the club banging. Less man, more baddies. What's that? It's a drop top caddy. What's my name? Bop Daddy. Big tunes, got the club banging. Less man, more baddies. What's that? It's a drop top caddy. Hey, Bop Daddy. Bop Daddy. Bop Daddy.
Bop Daddy.
Bop Daddy. Bop Daddy. Bop Daddy,
Bop Daddy,
Bop Daddy, Bop Daddy,
Bop Daddy,
Bop Daddy, Bop Daddy.
Yeah, shit you like Okocha, I get skills you go like on cover. Biggie man, we be life supporter, but not the type with the type computer. I don't type computer, neck froze, hammer time. See the watch, you they shine from afar. Central bank for inside, I got that. A couple toys just land at papa, come back. But daddy know they rush. I slow walk. Oh God, you go fear bug. you don't have respect for the chairman, director. What's my name? Got daddy, big tunes, got the club banging. Less man, more baddies. What's that? It's a drop top caddy. What's my name? Got daddy, big tunes, got the club banging. Less man, more baddies. What's that? It's a drop top caddy.
Hey, bub daddy, bub daddy, bub, bub, bub daddy, bub daddy, bub daddy, bub, bub, bub daddy, bub daddy, bub daddy, bub, bub, bub daddy, bub daddy, bub daddy, bub, bub, bub daddy.
What's my name? Delta Mommy, Rubber Babe, Big Baddy. Check the scoreboard, I win, no tally. All my bitches bad, big breast and batty. I got a little fatty, but don't at me. Why you mad? Cause your nigga wish he had me. Walk him like a dog, I ain't talking about Sally. But these bitches ain't seeing me, never wore a belly. Eat me up like Ofada, brother, like a Okada. More Farah, run it up, more brother. If you not like what I'm saying, your father, kiss this, took your shit. Always wanna gist, but you wait on piss. In gear fifth, stick shift on the tip. Only pleasure son is taking me is on trips.
What's my name? Bop daddy, big tunes, got the club banging. Less man, more baddies. What's that? It's a drop top caddy. What's my name? Bop daddy, big tunes, got the club banging. Less man, more baddies. What's that? It's a drop top caddy.
Hey, bop daddy. Bub daddy, bub, bub, bub daddy, bub daddy, bub daddy, bub, bub, bub daddy, bub daddy, bub daddy, bub, bub, bub daddy, bub daddy, bub daddy, bub, bub, bub daddy.
Money, hey shorty, come roll with bub daddy.
You alright, honey?
Money, daddy, my mommy.
That doing well.
Yes, she put mona, oh mona. Who try but who for now? I want to try, I want to burn out. Girl, I'm mad over we with a wrong time.
All right, hello. If you're just tuning in, I am Heather Maxwell, and we've got more great music, plus another feature interview. Earlier, we met a local singer-songwriter from Kaduna, Nigeria, by the name of S.O.B. And coming up, we are going to meet Gilad, who's just released a new single with Israeli superstar Eliad. But for right now, we are going vintage, babies. We played this song on Music Time in Africa back in 1984 when it was first released. And also back when the Democratic Republic of Congo was called Zaire. Can you guess who the artist is? Okay, it's a female vocalist. Okay. This is Mbilia Bell. Yeah! The song is called Nazali Mwasi, meaning I'm a woman. She's accompanied by none other than the late, great Tabule Rochereau and his Afrisa International Band.
Mwasi bayoke langata mwa mawa moke.
years forward now to Guinea-Bissau. This is Karina Gomez. The song is called Mujer de Valor. It's about virtuous women. I interviewed Karina at the Sautisa Busara Festival in Zanzibar a few years back. And this had just been released, and she talked about it, what inspired her. She said the Book of King Solomon inspired her to write it, and also thoughts and feelings of her mother.
Mujer de valor, quien copode ochal, y vale más de que oro, de que todo pedras lamprados no mundo es, de que todo pedras lamprados.
Was Karina Gomez with Mujer de Valor. Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell. Now it's time to meet Gilad and find out about his new, possibly historic single, Swahili Girl. Presenter Bill Odidi reports.
Thanks, Heather, and welcome from Nairobi, Kenya. Today, I'm delighted to be speaking to an artist who's got a fascinating story. He was a diplomat representing Israel here in Kenya. Then he fell in love with the country and settled here, launched his music career here in Kenya, and is now one of the biggest names on the music scene in the country. He's known as Gilad.
Simba.
When the
COVID lockdown happened, it kind of struck me, or in me, a more creative kind of chord, because I'd had a kind of writer's block, if you will, for a few months before that. Maybe one of the positive things that came out of this whole crazy situation is that I picked up the guitar and I started writing song after song after song. They just came, which was awesome. And it kind of caught me on a very creative note. Mawingu was the first release off of that kind of new creative time. It's a bit darker than my other songs. It may be a bit symbolic of the whole lockdown feeling, baby come home, a guy who's sitting at home waiting for his lover to come back. And if you watch the music video on YouTube, for example, then you'd see that there's a clock in the music video that shows 6 p.m., which is just an hour before what curfew was at that time, which was 7 p.m. So very much a song which is a sign of the times.
Single is called Swahili Girl, which is a Kenyan-Israeli collaboration. I don't think there's been one in the past. This is probably the first one. Tell us a little about how this song came to be.
Swahili Girl is a song that I've really waited a long time to release, to be honest. And it's a very big international collab with me representing Kenya and Eliad representing Israel. Eliad is one of the biggest artists in Israel. He's got millions of views on YouTube. We came together in late 2017 when we first were introduced by a mutual friend, and then a few months later it took some time to get together, and we kind of, you know, logged on together for a 6-hour Skype conversation with him sitting on one side with a guitar and me on the other side with pen and paper. We just started writing. I was vibing already on a type of Swahili Girl kind of message, and he just jumped on the song right away, picked up the guitar and just started singing along. And we wrote the song in 6 hours. A few months later, when I came to Israel, we went into studio and recorded the vocals. And the song was done around late 2018. And we've kind of been waiting for a time when Eliad would come to Kenya to make a music video and to do a media tour. We never got around to that visit. And when COVID happened and the lockdowns happened in both countries, we kind of realized it's going to take a real long time before he can get here. And we just agreed to release the song. When the time is right, God willing, he'll come here to Kenya and we can pick up the next part of the song.
Swahili girl. Swahili girl, when you speak to me, Swahili girl, I can hear the birds singing to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, speak to me, Swahili girl, relax and hear my guitar playing, yeah. Let me hear you say, yeah, yeah, before.
Great new song by Gilad from Nairobi, Kenya, in collaboration with Eliad from Israel. I'm almost certain this is the first ever Kenyan-Israeli music project. And it sounds great, doesn't it? It's called Swahili Girl. I'm Bill Odidi, handing you right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
All right, thank you so much, Bill and Gilad. Well, guys, we have time for just one more song. So I want to take you out gently today with soothing and earthy tones. This is the perfect song. It's called Only One World by the late Chiwoniso from Zimbabwe, taken from her 2008 album, Rebel Woman. Oh,
And with that, we say goodbye for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. And also a big thank you to Yasmin K and SOB from Kaduna, Nigeria, to Bill Odidi and Gilad from Nairobi, Kenya, and also to Kwame Ofori for joining me for Song of the Week, which was One Trouser by Fowls. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page, or group page, on my Instagram at MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. You can get updates, fresh news, photos, videos. And also, if you want to listen to and read and research more about our vintage Music Time in Africa radio shows, go to this website. It's voanews.com/MTIA-archive. One more time, voanews.com/MTIA-archive.